Hey, maybe the Braves puked and rallied.
Hey, man.
They certainly puked in game one of the series against the Angels. That was fun last night, though. Good to see Jurickson and Profar back out there. The most my bad home run of all time. Sorry, guys. Sorry I left you for 80 games.
He's a good player,
with that
man.
In left field. I'm back now, and hopefully I play like this for the rest of the season.
He has more home runs than Profar. I mean, not Profar, but Jurickson.
He is Jurickson. Verdugo.
I mean, Verdugo.
Verdugo played 80 games and had zero home
zero home runs.
I don't even know if he hit it to the warning track. Like, that was crazy. I don't know what happened to Alex Verdugo. He was a really nice player not that long ago. And, he's not our problem anymore.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he did. He out-homered Alex Verdugo in one game.
Yes.
Well, he played four before, but in his first game back. So we'll take it. That's a good way to re-ingratiate yourself into the lineup for sure.
But, yeah, I mean, like I said, fun game yesterday. Obviously, you know, getting the win. Young boy goes out there, and he was okay.
He was as good as you could hope.
He was okay. But I think the biggest thing was that when these guys are pitching, you need your offense to play well. You need your offense to score runs and all those different things. And they were able to do that yesterday. And I thought that's always the key when you don't have your big guys. And we don't have our big guy for a while. And you still go, oh, God, oh, I'll get that in a minute. You still got Spencer Strider.
That's the one. It's the one you got.
You got Grant Holmes.
Yep. And he's been very good.
And he's been good. But now you're just stuck with guys that are like this. Like yesterday.
Yeah, it was already a really bad situation.
I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday. Yeah. We got the Spencers, we got Grant Holmes, and then we got other guys. Mm-hmm. And then you might get a Bryce Elder good start out of three.
But correct me if I'm wrong on this one, and obviously Bo can help remember too, but now that Schwellenbach will go to the IL, Holmes started the season as a relief pitcher. He started the season in the bullpen. Was Elder in the rotation? Was Elder in the starting five when the season started? No, right? He was in the minor leagues.
Holmes was.
Holmes was?
Yeah. Holmes was the starter. Yeah.
Okay, but he just made a relief.
Last year, he started.
His first appearance this year was a relief appearance, but I think it was a weird thing. Like, they were getting blown out or something, and they put him in. Remember that? Like, the first series?
Padres?
So he's the only guy that started the year in the rotation and hasn't missed time yet because of injury.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's unbelievable. And to get the news of Schwelle yesterday, fractured elbow, like, what the hell happened?
I don't know.
Fractured elbow, did he fall? Did he fracture his elbow pitching?
He said he felt it after the start. So, I guess.
Boy, I tell you.
I don't understand how that – I mean, again, I know you're doing a lot of torque and all that kind of stuff, but, like, I don't know. I never heard of that before.
I'd never heard of it before, man. And it's just unfortunate that you lose another starting pitcher and another good young starting pitcher. I mean, you already lost AJ Smith-Shawver. Yep. Now you lose this young guy. I mean, it's just after one bad thing after another with this rotation. And then you still got this damn bullpen. So that's why you got to have these guys who get paid to hit home runs or, hell, paid to hit the ball. They got to go. You got to go. You got to go, man, because it's going to be a lot of guys that we don't want to see pitch.
Yeah, like you already were going to see Fuentes or Waldrip or whoever it was every 5 days.
Yes.
Now it's going to be every 4 and 5 days. Because neither one of them, I mean, who knows? They put him on the 15-day, but they said he's going to be out for like a month.
Yes.
And that's, who knows at that? I mean, it's a fractured bone.
Yes.
Same thing with Sale. Like, he's got fractured ribs. It's everybody heals different and then pain tolerance and all that kind of stuff, plus also rehab and how does it even feel when you get back? So, I don't know, man. Like, we talked about it yesterday. Like, maybe it's just kind of one of those years. And then that happened. It was like, it is definitely just one of those years.
Yes, it is. There's no way around it. It is just one of those damn years where, you know, you get a little look giddy about something, and you get kicked in the backside.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, and you know, we hate to use that phrase, what is it, can't get any worse or anything like that?
It always can.
Anytime, and it's always to the dudes that you don't need it to happen to.
Yeah.
Starting pitchers.
Yeah, man.
You know, you're like, all right, at least we got damn.
I know, because the offense has been consistently bad for the whole year.
Yes.
But, like, a month ago, you were like, all right, Acuna's back. He's batting .370. You got Sale, Strider, and Schwellenbach. You know, you like Holmes too, but like you can get by on that.
Right.
And then Sale's like, nah, ribs are broken. It's like, all right, dang. Okay, this is really frustrating. At least Profar's coming back. And Schwellenbach's like, nah.
Nah, hold my beer.
Elbow's fractured. Actually, I need you to hold my beer because I can't. Because my elbow hurts too bad.
Yeah, man.
Because it's fractured.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ah, well, Ronald Acuña made the All-Star team.
Starter, baby. Baby. We love it.
Yeah. I mean, what else you got?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Well, the only other thing, and, you know, I don't put any validity to any of this, but the only other thing that's happening now is because of all of this nonsense surrounding the Braves is this, baseball national media chatter about the Braves should trade Ronald Acuña.
What?
And it's like, no, I don't think so.
Hold on. Say what now?
Yeah, I've seen it. Like, it's they're doing topics on it on MLB Network.
They should trade Ronald Acuña?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know if maybe it's like they're like, oh, this is what they do in football and basketball, where they try to come up with the dumbest, hottest take.
Oh, okay.
And so MLB Network's like, well, the All-Star game's in Atlanta. We probably need to mention the Braves. We can't just talk about how everybody's injured all the time. I got it. But then there was people like, you know, like guys that work for the network, reporters and former players, legitimately being like, yeah, they should do that.
Why?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for what?
Well, a lot.
I mean,
have you seen the return on any of these hypotheticals?
No, I mean, everyone's just like 10 prospects and 2 major league ready guys. And it's like, well, okay. It's not real.
Why the hell
can
would
we get like some team's whole AAA team?
I don't even want that.
Stadium and everything.
You got to give me and an all-star.
Like, well, you know, I mean,
there is no package that I would do that for.
But I mean, so I'm assuming, because I didn't see this, I'm assuming that because people are like, whatever happened, and people are throwing, well, Luca got traded. Yeah, I can assume that probably was brought into the conversation. Well,
but that would be like if you traded Luca and Luca somehow also had like a mid-level exception contract.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because part of the reason Luca got traded was the money.
Right.
Ronald Acuña has like the best possible contract for a guy as talented as
he
is in all of sports, probably.
Yeah, but there's no way in hell I'm trading the one of the best players. But you don't get better by trading people.
No.
By trading guys like him.
There aren't guys like him.
Yeah, yeah.
There aren't guys like him.
That is just unbelievable.
Sometimes there's arguments for teams trading, like, talented older players at the deadline to try to get back younger talent for the future. Like, that happens.
If you're struggling. Well, they are struggling.
Yeah, and I think that if Sale was healthy and if Ozuna was hitting, I think there would probably be conversations about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Sale's on the IL for however knows how long, so it's going to be hard to do that. And Ozuna is batting 190 for the last month and a half, so it's going to be hard to do that. If those guys were if they were playing well, the team probably wouldn't be struggling
as much. Exactly.
But if the team was struggling the way they are and those guys were playing the way that they had been.
Why would I trade Chris Sale?
Gets things, I don't know, 37 or something. I don't know.
Huh?
He's old.
And still good.
Yeah, no, he's true.
Still really good. Oh, man.
Because they're bad.
I just hate that. I hate trading. Now, I understand because this has been an outstanding run that this core has had.
Mm-hmm.
Seven great years, mm-hmm. got a World Series in those seven. Is it time to reset and move on? If it is, I'm resetting and moving on with 13.
Yeah, man. Like you could name any other player in the organization, and I could come up with an argument. There's no argument for that.
No.
There just isn't an argument for it. And I would imagine that if Alex Anthopoulos was asked about this, which maybe he will be because it seems like there's enough chatter about it, he'll just laugh and be like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
That would be one of those things that would be enough to stop rooting for a team.
Yes.
Like, you trade a guy at this age – I know he's been hurt, but when he's healthy, obviously he's what he is.
We would look like Dallas fans, like Mavericks fans.
Yeah.
Yes, we would like Mavericks fans.
For huh? For what?
For what?
You got what back?
Some dude in Venice, some dude from Venezuela?
Yeah, again, I mean.
That's 14?
Yeah, how old? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I rooted for a team that traded Ken Griffey Jr.
You did.
So it happens, but this isn't happening.